and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. My name is Paul Kramer, your host. Welcome to another week of Mass Timber Construction News. Don't forget to hit subscribe if you want to keep up to date with all the news that's happening around the world. And don't forget the International Mass Timber Conference coming up in Portland, Oregon in the end of March. Get your tickets, get there, and Arnie will be on the show very, very soon to talk about what's happening. But let's have a look at what's making news around the world this week in Mass Timber Construction Land. And the University of Toronto has posted more news on the construction of its 14-story mass timber building that will be the tallest academic timber structure in Canada. The $3.9 million federally funded University of Toronto building will feature a significant research tower on the St. George campus. There's more news coming out every week around this award-winning project. Please head to our Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed to see more details. And you heard it on the podcast over the many years, Modvion is doing these engineered tall timber wind towers. Now, New Zealand, trying to reach its 2030 zero emissions targets, has sought the go-ahead for a 55-metre tower for a wind turbine in Southland. The contract had announced the potential for 100-metre plus high wind turbines with the ability to produce 300 megawatts of electricity per tower, which will probably fuel around about 150 homes. The components for these towers are manufactured overseas and shipped to New Zealand ports using engineered timber. As in Europe, this has caught on, which captures around 2,000 tonnes of carbon and equals 110,000 tonnes in total in Wyndham. So if you'd like to see more around this story, please head to our Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed. Mass timber construction for residential tower uses will be pushed to new limits in British Columbia following Vancouver City Council's approval last week of a 260-foot, 25-storey tower project. This represents an upcoming phase in West Bank's Main Alley Tech campus and the first residential addition in an otherwise job space-focused complex of buildings in the area. The tower, named Prototype or M5 as a reference for the project being a taller mass timber case study and the fifth building in the Main Alley area, will replace the surface vehicle parking at 2015 Main Street near the northwest corner in the intersection of Main Street and 4th Avenue at the eastmost edge of Mount Pleasant Industry area. The development site is within walking distance from the SkyTrain's future Great Northern, YMLE Car and Mount Pleasant stations, and if you'd like to see some interesting imagery on these concept photos for the 25-story Main Street project, please head to our LinkedIn feed. And the City of Brookhaven's under-construction City Hall building in Georgia is a three-story, 5,200 square metre or 56,000 feet structure, which sits and provides a benchmark for the city offices by combining aesthetic brilliance with environmental responsibility. The mass timber constructed building is utilizing mass timber as a timber deck structure and a concrete podium parking base. This choice allows to promote sustainability, but also showcases existing timber columns, beams, and decks throughout the facility, providing a timeless and visually striking design. One of the key features of the space is it's going to set it apart from the integration of the granite and cast stone as the building's skin, a departure from conventional mass timber building design. The choice combined with aesthetic steel using long spans, dome structures, masonry supports on the first floor enhances the building's durability and aesthetics. If you'd like to see some interesting first glimpses of the renders for this particular project, please head to the Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed. And finally this week, the City of Edmonton will approve the Millwood Station Area Development Plan, which was done in September 2013. The plan now features a first phase of a construction of a 222-story tower sitting on top of six shed story podium housing about 550 residents, and the towers will be located on 2.3-acre parcel within what's called the transit precinct of SARP, which is the Station Area Redevelopment Plan. Further details can be found on our Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed. And that's it, folks. That's all we've got time for this week. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. We look forward to bringing you the news. Don't forget, hit subscribe. Don't forget the International Mass Timber Construction Conference coming up very, very soon in Portland, Oregon. And also, if you're an academic or looking to put a paper into an academic realm and your paper is about mass timber, consider our Mass Timber Construction Journal academic journal, and we look forward to receiving your manuscript. So wherever you are in the world today, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. We look forward to catching up with you next week. This is Paul Kramer signing off on the Mass Timber Construction Podcast.